If it wasn't for your grand uncle, Ambassador Horst, and this new ally, the Construct, we'd still be there.
Grand uncle? Robert thought. How much more Vansin can there be?
I believe I heard someone talking about me,
came a voice from behind. Robert composed himself and turned. And yes, it was himself, dressed in a semi-formal suit, strolling unhurriedly towards them. Only it was himself pre-contact with the Construct. This Robert Horst was an unrejuvenated 70-year-old, white-haired, thin-faced and wrinkled.
Grand uncle, he said.
I can't tell you what it means to see you again. But his thoughts were whirling, recalling how he had been framed for the assassination of the Brolturan ambassador. From what Robert had heard, third hand, Velasquez must have witnessed the immediate aftermath, so how had he come to accept and trust this version, which surely had to be one of the Construct Sims? The white-haired ambassador smiled and nodded in just the way he'd seen himself do so in playbacks. An odd shiver passed through him.
Rudy, my boy, someone had to pull your chestnuts out of the fire. And since I was passing this way anyway...
A wider smile.
Besides, it seems that you have acquired a vital clue, according to the message probe your ship managed to launch before it self-destructed.
I'm glad it got through, Grand Uncle.
Really?
Ambassador, interrupted Captain Velasquez, I must return to the bridge to deal with operational problems. Once you have debriefed Mr. Bauer, I'll make myself available for planning your next step.
Very good, Captain, said the Sim. I should be in touch before very long, and again, my thanks.
As the captain disappeared round the next corner, Robert turned to the Construct Sim.
I'm impressed, he said.
The resemblance is very close.
Not close. Exact,
the Sim replied.
The Construct went to a lot of trouble building the physical traits range, not to mention the vocal spectrum match.
And Velasquez? He was there when I vanished after being framed for the Brolt ambassador's assassination. How did you get him on your side when you turned up down here?
He never believed the accusation or the reports, the Sim said. Also, shortly before the Spiral Armada attack, he received a recording of the assassination from an American reporter called McCrae, which proved that it was Kuros's Ezgara commandos who were behind it. Of course, I still had to work on him a bit, especially when it came to explaining how I was spirited away by the Construct, which was keen to make an alliance with Earthsphere. He was impressed when I told him that my personal AI had been surgically removed. Well, yours. In the end, the most persuasive card in my hand was the hold full of repair bots with which he was able to save his dying ship. Although it helps that there's no way he can contact any Earthsphere bases up through the levels of hyperspace. Now, however, I would like to lead this conversation onto more pressing matters and in a less public venue.